What's up, y'all? And welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today I want to talk about some Frieren Beyond Journey's End manga. Now, before you run off, I am going to show some love up front in a minute to the anime, and I will give a clear warning before I jump into manga discussion, because Madhouse did a phenomenal job. So, 2 years ago now, I had did a little review of this first volume of the Frieren manga. And then, lo and behold, last year we got the start of the anime. And it just ended yesterday from when I'm recording this. And so, Madhouse, top to bottom, beginning to end, did a superb job bringing this series to life. And I appreciate whoever was involved with the decision making on how the episodes were dropped and stuff. Hats off to you, because what they did was they dropped 4 episodes at once, and those four episodes all covered the first volume of the manga. So for people like me who had already at least read the first volume in one shot in one day, I got to see everything that I had read in this one volume animated, done beautifully, which it was, what, 7 chapters. And then from there, I was an anime only person, and I am so happy that I was, because visually, the music, the sounds, the way they expanded on a lot of the scenes and stuff were just done amazingly. And so I just wanted to shout out the anime up front for anybody that might stumble across this, to let you know, like, this series is a must watch. It is a must read. And I guess I should also, just in case if somebody is coming across this for the first time, what is Frieren Beyond Journey's End? So basically, the story primarily follows a elf named Frieren, the one here with the white hair. And this is basically the story of her continuing her journey post them defeating the Demon King. So she's part of the Heroes Party. It was her, the legendary hero, Himmel, the warrior, who is a dwarf named Eisen, and then their, not a mage, their priest, Hater. So they've already had their 10-year-long adventure. They've defeated the Demon King. And now this story pretty much picks up with her after the death of one of the party members, and how she kind of reconciles with that, and then how she carries on, and how she takes the lessons that she's learned looking back and reflecting, and now starting her own party with newer, younger adventurers, and carrying those dreams and hopes forward. So it's kind of like, it's a fantasy, kind of like a slice of life, kind of. It has some action. It has fantastic world building. It has a fantastic cast of characters, both the main group of characters as well as all the side characters that you meet along the way. And everybody matters. And what I mean by that is that all the characters are fleshed out. You get bits and pieces and nuggets of backstory for a majority of the characters that you come across, especially ones that are kind of like reoccurring characters and stuff. And it is just done so well. And so, yeah, that is kind of like in a basic nutshell what Frieren is. And like I said, the anime did such a fantastic job of taking what was already great in the manga and expanding it into so much more, because there are certain scenes, certain fights that they show in the anime that, like, in the manga is literally just like maybe like like a couple of panels or whatever, and they animated to like full crazy scenes. Like, example, in the anime, there's a very dope scene where they fight this red dragon, super crazy top notch. I looked at it in the manga. It was maybe like 2 pages. And it was done or whatever. And so, so I highly recommend checking out the anime. It was masterful. And because of that, it made me go back to the manga. So, like I said, gave the anime its flowers. But from here on out, I will be talking about the manga. And for anybody that is interested, if you have watched the anime, the last episode of the season, of season 1, ended at chapter 60. So if you're interested in continuing, chapter 60 onwards is where you want to go. And as of the recording of this, the series is up to chapter 127. So, and I'm very sad to be caught up. But yeah, so like I said, go watch the anime if you're interested. And now, if you're interested in manga discussion, let's continue forward. So, y'all. also last thing too, whatever. Like I said, talking about Madhouse, whatever. I'm excited because one of the next things that they're going to do is animate Orb on the movements of the Earth. So this is the project that is next in their pipeline along with the Overlord movie. So, but yeah, I'm very interested to see them animate this next too. So, but anyway, now to the manga. So after the anime, I was like, I need more. I need to know what happens next. And so I immediately jumped to reading it. It is on the Viz website, on the Viz manga app. All the chapters there. That's where I read it. And I read through the remainder of 67 chapters over the course of a day. And I am like, damn it, I'm caught up. I want more. And I'm happy to know that at least like from like where things are now, we still have plenty more of free run to go. And like I said, spoilers coming. So one of the things that I was just so happy to see immediately is that they immediately bring back characters from the first mage exam arc or whatever, like next chapter, like boom, they're running into people or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm thinking, I had a feeling, you know, we would run into these characters again, like we did, like with Kraft, popped up a couple more times throughout the story over the course of the season. And so I was like, okay, I know these characters are going to come back, but I did not expect that, like, no, the first chapter past the anime, we're getting these characters, some of these characters or whatever. And that's something that I really liked about everything that I read. And so I'm trying to kind of go in like a loose order, but this is going to be just kind of me just like talking in general, because obviously I'm not here to go beat for beat every single thing. But it just made me so excited reading all this stuff, because I am like, man, whenever the time comes and they come out with another season of the anime, I look forward to seeing all of this stuff animated. Because knowing, like I said, going from just reading the first volume and then watching those 4 episodes get animated and then jumping to being anime only for the rest of it and then circling back to the manga, is like, okay, they did a really good job with expanding on this in the anime. And so all these different things, all these different moments, like I mentioned earlier, there are some fights and stuff that there were like a couple of panels that I'm like, you know, they were just like they just cleared out some monsters along the way. But some of this stuff, I'm like, I cannot wait to see this fully expanded upon in the anime. And man, I don't even know where to really start. Like I said, I'm going to try to kind of like loosely go in order, because I have up a wiki page of like all the story arcs and stuff. So picking up from where the anime ended with the Northern Travels arc, one of my favorite things, or like a couple of things, and it just kind of just shows so well how rich this world is, like all these different little details and stuff of like them coming across these magic nullifying crystals and then falling into this cave where it's like, well, Fern and Freerun can't use magic right now, so Stark needs to protect them. And then one of the favorite nuggets that I enjoyed about my read-through is hearing about this hero of the South. And I love how, you know, they were just going on a little adventure, taking on an odd job of like, oh, hey, clean up, you know, can y'all go clean up the statue of the hero? And of course, Stark, they're like, oh, okay, we're going to clean up another one of him or Himmel's statues. And they see this dude and like, who is this guy? And Freerun is like, this is the hero of the South. And then we get this whole little backstory of how, you know, there were plenty of other heroes aside from Himmel that tried to go against the Demon King and his forces and stuff, and how the Hero of the South is probably still considered one of the greatest out of all of the heroes. And it was just so amazing how we get this moment where how Freerun kind of just talks about how, you know, there were these seven sages of destruction, these demon sages of destruction, and how Freerun said, hey, we only took down two of the seven. And she said, the Hero of the South took down three by himself. And then, you know, there's a couple more still that still escaped or whatever. One of which I'll talk about in a minute. But then we get like the flashback to how the Hero of the South came to recruit Freerun originally, but she turned him down. And he made mention that he knew that this would happen because he has basically future sight. He can't see as far as the demon that he was going against, like one of the seven sages, like something the omniscient who could see 1,000 years into the future. That was just freaking insane. But how the Hero of the South could also see a bit into the future, and he told her, he was like, okay, you might not leave with me, but he was like, a year from now, a young hero named Himmel will come for you, and basically saying like, you will go on a journey with him and y'all will someday defeat the Demon King. And so that part was super dope. I love that little bit of like foreshadowing and stuff, not just for her, but also for future stuff that happens later on. And so that part was dope. And like I said, just like all the little side adventures that happened. And then what was the next part? The Divine Revolt arc. Oh yeah, when they're in this like little village with Janu, that one of the he was at the proctor of the first test of the first mage exam, and then Methode, the one who had like knowledge of like all these different skills and stuff, whatever. That was very cool, getting to see more of those two characters and stuff. And then them fighting one of like the demon generals and stuff. That was a super dope little arc. I also enjoyed along the way. Sorry, I took like a few little notes. We also had a little chapter or two where Stark and Fern go on a little date and stuff, which is very adorable. Where else? Okay, so next big thing, the Golden Land arc. So this arc was freaking 28 chapters long. We get our boy Dinkin back. I was so happy that we got a whole arc with Dinkin working with Freerun them as they dealt with the last of the Sages of Destruction. What was his name? Mocked. And once again, like, so all this tying into back where Dinkin was talking about how his mission to why he wanted to become a first class mage was basically he wanted to get access to the city where he can go and visit somebody's grave. Come to find out, it was the grave of his wife who had died a long time ago. And this town where he lived and stuff, whatever, was now encased in gold by this last sage who has this ability, this golden spell, to where he can basically turn everything within an area to gold within an instant. And so just getting more backstory on Dinkin, getting more backstory on this demon, and the freaking moment, like my freaking jaw dropped, where Dinkin is talking to Frieren them, and we get revealed that one of the freaking golden sage of destruction was Dinkin's teacher. It was like, yo, it was like so dope, because it's just like throughout the early part of the series, to where we find out, first we find out that, you know, Frieren's teacher was Flamel, the legendary mage, and then on top of that we find out that Flamel's teacher is Ceri, the great, you know, elf mage or whatever, that's been around since who knows how long. And it's just dope that, like, there's like this dope lineage of like this great elf mage taught one of the greatest human mages, who taught Frieren, the elf mage of the hero party, who is now teaching this prodigy in Fern. And then, like I said, now on the flip side, we get Dinkin, that was taught by this demon, one of the seven mages of destruction and stuff. And it's like, man, no wonder Dinkin is so cold. Look at who his teacher was. And so that was like a very awesome discovery and stuff. That whole little arc was just phenomenal, top to bottom. And speaking of Ceri, I love how, because what was it? It was when she was going to fight Mocht way back in the day or whatever. Or it might have been when they were about to fight somebody else. It was that, because there were some other demons around or whatever. But I love the moment when she has the line basically saying that she's existed for so long that y'all have forgotten to fear me. And so just like the chills of that moment was just like so dope of like, yo, you know, I've been around for a long time, perhaps too long, to where people have forgotten about me and who I am. So that part was super dope. But yeah, man, it was just so many great moments that happened throughout this, collectively, from where the first season ended to now. It's close to a little over, for sure, over a year and a half, because we had like a couple of spans of time where they had to spend like several months in certain areas and stuff during these 60 something chapters that I read. So it's cool that we still get the passage of time, because it is now 31 years after Himmo's death, where at the end of the anime they were still at 29 years. Now I had heard hints of this next little arc, but I didn't have the full context for it, and my jaw still dropped, because the Goddess's Monument arc, which is when Frieren gets sent back in the past, that was insane. Like I said, I had heard little rumblings and stuff online about something about Frieren in the past or something or whatever, but of course, like I said, I didn't have all the context. I didn't want the context, because like I said, I was watching the anime, but I was like, okay, that was interesting at the time. But like I said, the way it happens is unexpected. And so I love that it caught me off guard. And the point of like the title of that chapter when it started, matter of fact, let me see if I can find it really quick. Okay. So the way they set it up, Frieren was at this like this goddess statue, and she touched it, and there's like a little saying, whatever, inscribed on it. And then I love how, because so in this series, from what I've read past the anime, there has only been one color page or color spread, and that was for chapter 100. But they did color as well in chapter, what was this, 107. And it was for when Free Ring got transported to the past. And she looks over her shoulder and she sees him and them there. And she's a confused. And then I love how the last page has the box that says 53 years before the death of Himmel the hero, and 7 years after the hero's departure. It was like, yo, we're in the past. And so that whole little arc was so fascinating, because you kind of get to see, you know, eventually Frerin does tell them that who she is now is herself from like 80 years in the future. But she had to be very careful about what she said and even the spells that she used, because she was like, crap, I can't do certain things because this doesn't exist yet. Like, even just basic, like, flights, like being able to fly with magic or whatever is unheard of at this point in time. And so she's kind of like trying to figure out, like, okay, what spells was I using back then, and yada yada yada. And then also learning that this was a trap set by some of those demons, because they were trying to trap her from the future to gain knowledge and stuff, whatever, and all these different things. And so it was super dope, just seeing how that all kind of worked out to where she kind of, and I love that she kind of got a chance to spend time with them again, because she was with them at least a good decent amount of time. Maybe at least, I would say it had to at least be like some weeks, if not months, that she was with them, because they traveled around a lot of places. And so I would say that she was with them probably for a good amount of months or so. But it was just, I was just so happy getting to see her, getting to be around them again and stuff like that, knowing, you know, where things are now in the present and stuff. And now she now has students from two of her former party members and stuff. Was super amazing. But yeah, and also just kind of getting to really see how amazing that group was. Like, seeing Himmel in action and pseudo kind of real time. Same thing with Heiter. Same thing with Eisen. All of them, just like seeing how dope they were. And that's like some other stuff I can't wait to see animated in a eventual future season and stuff. That's gonna be so dope. But yeah, and just, but yeah, they're running with those demons and stuff, and funny enough, she ran into a demon that she just killed at the end of the Golden Land arc, which was fascinating. And I love how that one omniscient dude or whatever, actually, I'm trying to think, Lord, I'm trying to remember the order of events. Okay, so the order of events is, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So the golden dude or whatever, he was there in the past, if I'm remembering correctly. Forgive me if I'm misremembering some of the stuff. But basically, it was a super dope moment, because we kind of get to see that the one sage demon they can see into the future, he has them do a plan, but he has one of them that can mess with memories or whatever. He's like, hey, we're going to erase this part from your memory. And then in the memory, he is specifically speaking to Frieren about, like, hey, you're not meant to see this part or whatever. You know, we'll deal with you later on. Because he also makes a prediction that, like, 1,000 years in the future, that will be a time where the demons like reemerge or something like that or whatever. But yeah, I just love like how that kind of tied back into the stuff with the hero of the South or whatever, and just like all this future sight stuff, whatever. But like, that was very dope. And but yeah, and then her, but yeah, Freerun eventually gets back to the present, and literally no time has passed from what Fern and Starkdom can see, or whatever. So that was super dope. And I want to circle back real quick to the Golden Arc thing, because I just remembered how that all kind of finished up to where they got to view the memories of the Golden Demon Dude. And so Freerun was kind of analyzing his memories for how to basically reverse the gold spell. But at the same time, there was a unknown greater demon chick who was analyzing the barrier that was keeping him trapped within the golden land, and all that stuff, whatever. And so just like saying like the race against time of when the greater demon destroyed the barrier, and then when Freerun learned how to undo the spell and all that stuff, whatever. And another thing I'll say too, with all these chapters, whatever, like with them facing these higher level demons or whatever, like it was some real hairy situations to where we see like Fern and Stark and all them get like mortally wounded a couple of times. Freerun getting pushed to her limits, going against that one greater demon chick or whatever that she eventually killed and stuff. But yeah, all in all, it was fantastic reading through all of this stuff. I'm about to wrap it up in a minute. And then where things are at currently with the setup for them summoning 5 of the first class mages to protect Sarah at this big banquet thing, whatever, where there is a potential assassination plot planned against her that involves these like hidden like shadow warrior dudes. So I'm very interested to see how all this stuff plays out or whatever, because now we have Ubel and Land both in the mix too with this arc. And yeah, so I was sad because I'm like, damn it, I had to catch up right when a new arc is about to start or whatever. But you know, it is what it is. But yeah, all in all, like I said, I don't need to go play by play for every single thing, but this was such a fantastic read through and I am so happy that I did it, because like I said, I was hesitant. I was like, man, maybe I'll just stick it out and wait for a potential season 2 in the years to come or whatever. But I was like, no, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go ahead and knock it out, especially while the chapters are kind of low, while it's only 127 chapters. Let me go and get this knocked out. But yeah, it was just such a fantastic read. And I don't think I had anything else I wanted to mention notes wise. That was it. But yeah, fantastic series. And I definitely cannot wait to see where things go from here, and to see like how much longer this series potentially might have to go, because like I said, like there has been some passage of time and they are slowly making their way to their goal and stuff, whatever. But I was, like I said, very happy to know that, oh yeah, no, we're not at the end. We're still dealing with a lot of stuff, and I am very excited to see how things shake out, especially if Sarah is going to be more in play in this arc. And I wonder what would happen if she did actually get killed and stuff. Like, how would that affect the magic world and the balance of all this stuff, whatever. That would be very, very interesting to see play out and stuff. So, but yeah, as always, thank you so much for watching and or listening. As always, you can find me everywhere at Dad Needs to Talk. For all your conversations, discussions, interviews, and reviews for all things fatherhood and family, manga, anime, TV, movies, and video games. And as I always say, treat yourself to something nice and take care of yourself. And I'll catch you in the next one. Y'all be easy. Peace. And go read and watch Freerun.